stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the most popular morning show anywhere on the internet. You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, right here on LA Talk Radio. If you'd like to take part in the show today, give us a call at 323-203-0815. And now your program hosts, Sam and Mia.
Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. Oh, I didn't hear myself as well. Wednesday, October 16th, folks.
It's okay. I'm sure you can hear me. Happy hump day. Yay!
Happy hump day. Okay. All right. I figured you'd get it in again today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even realize it was Wednesday till my drive here, and I thought, oh, no, I'm going to have to hear it again.
Oh, no.
And another conversation about hump day.
Oh, dang, this car just almost hit all those people. Oh, my goodness.
Really?
He's looking out the window. Yeah, you see all those people crossing?
Yeah.
They were crossing, and this car just, boom, like, it just, like, took the turn and, like, stopped really quick, and all the people, like, wow, like, freaked out.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh, that was so close. Anyways, yeah. I'm up now. Good morning. Holy cow, that could have been a disaster.
We do get distracted. Sometimes I wonder the value of having windows. But, you know, when we first started and we were in downtown L.A. on the 36th floor, we were actually higher than the helicopters. So we were constantly distracted
down on helicopters.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, it was that high, you know, up there. So it was funny, but it was really distracting. I mean, it was a beautiful view of downtown L.A.
Yeah.
It was very nice. That's how I pictured a radio station should be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized downtown is not an ideal area for this town. You know, nobody wants to go downtown.
No, not usually.
Too much happening. Yeah. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. It's another, like, super hot day in October.
Is it going to be super hot?
Okay.
It didn't really feel like it.
Yes, it's going to be, I think it's going to be, like, 88 or something ridiculous. When
I looked
at my phone, like, I think yesterday was, said 79. The day before it was 79.
Right.
Yeah, I think today is, like, in a little bit higher 80s. And, yeah, I think even it's supposed to last through, like, the weekend, too. I think Saturday is going to be really nice.
Okay, well, cool.
High 70s.
I've been enjoying this October weather. I mean, it's amazing.
I love it. You know, like, here I thought, like, I had my shorts packed away for good. But
yeah.
I'm like, okay,
but, yeah,
bust them out again.
Yeah.
My wedges and my, okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. So, well, this is cool. In a few minutes, we're going to get to our guest in the studio. And I don't know if you noticed, Mia, but I'm like all awake and stuff this morning, you know. Sometimes I come in here and my eyes are like half closed, you know.
I know.
The other day, I feel
like that was you, like yesterday.
Yeah, I was fighting it, really.
Yeah, the day before.
Yeah, the day before. So, so I finally conquered my problem of, like, you know, it, like, being very hard for me to get up in the morning, because it's like my biggest conflict every morning.
Right.
Is to get up in the morning, out of bed and stuff. So,
yeah, of course. Because
I go to sleep late, right?
Uh-huh.
So I realized what it is. I thought, look what I'm waking up to. I'm waking up to, like, having to start shaving 3 minutes after I'm up, you know, which it's hard to concentrate and shave when you're half asleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, and, you don't want to cut your face up. You got to pay attention to that.
Not only that, but my eyes don't stay open, you know.
Yeah.
So, so I thought, so I have to get up to this, and then to, you know, taking a shower, getting dressed, and all that stuff. It's like it takes forever. I just want to get the day started.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, I thought, I need to get up to a more pleasant thing. And what I decided is I'm going to actually do my coffee and the computer and everything in the morning when I wake up, you know, so I can put a buffer between that And
so before you actually have to start getting ready,
exactly.
You can like relax and enjoy your cup of coffee.
Exactly, for about half an hour or so.
Catch up on your news.
Exactly,
okay.
And which usually I would do after I would shave and take a shower,
okay.
And dressed and everything.
Yeah.
So now I decided to switch. Bless you.
Thank you.
I decided to switch the order, and man, it works. It works. I can't believe all these years I haven't thought about that.
Really?
Like change my routine. You see, we get caught up in our routine.
Yeah.
That you don't even question it anymore.
Exactly.
You know?
My routine is snooze.
I know
button,
that's what I do.
Button.
You know. But then it's like the hardest to get up. You know when
but you
I know
that is true though. If like for some reason I get to bed like super early and all of a sudden I feel like I want to wake up earlier and I'm ready. And I'm just chilling and doing stuff around the house. Then it's like by the time I am going to work, then I feel like, oh, wow, man, I feel great. I'm like up and like energized and I could just chill, maybe have a little snack. And
exactly. You know? And I mean, then coming in here, you know, it was like an hour exactly about, well, an hour and a half after I wake up, I have to be on the air talking. You know, and now, you know, when I take an extra half hour, so I actually get up earlier, which means I get less sleep, but I'm more awake.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you guys needed a way to,
interesting.
Yeah, to deal with that, you know.
I'll have to try that.
Yeah. Yeah. If you find yourself hitting the snooze button and it's still hard for you to get up in the morning,
have something. It's hard to make that decision when you are sleeping. Like you're like, okay, I could either keep sleeping and get more sleep in, or I could just get up and then I'll feel more like fresh and revived and I'll have more time to get ready and relax. But
right.
Yeah, it's like hard to make that decision when you're already like still in bed.
Exactly.
You're like, oh, I wanna
yeah,
get
you
in
never
bed
wanna
sleep.
Never wanna make a decision when you're half asleep, let me tell you, man. They're always the wrong fucking decisions.
I know. Yeah, some people can just they're like, yeah, like as soon as my alarm goes off, like, you know, I'm like I pull the covers back and then boom, I'm out and
yeah.
You know, ready to start my day. You know, I just I don't know. I just can't like fathom that just getting up and going out like that.
Yeah, that's what I used
like,
to do. You
slowly,
know,
slowly like adjust.
I know.
Adjust to my day and.
I know. So yeah. That's you know. So then by the time I did get to shave and everything, I had the music blasting and everything. It was more reasonable way to start the day. So I think it's going to be a good day. You know, I'm feeling good already. I have a bounce
good.
In my step.
Good
this
for
morning.
You, Sam. I'm glad you're feeling that way.
Me too.
Yeah, I actually, you know, I'm feeling quite good today too, actually.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah, no, I think I am. I am.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I just made the conscious decision to be like,
decided.
I'm going to have a really good day.
Yeah.
Because I am going to meet up, you know, and have lunch with a friend that, you know, I haven't talked to in so long because, you know, they've been so busy with, you know, work and other things going on. And now it's like, oh, yeah, let's catch up. So that should be nice. So,
cool.
Yeah.
And you're all colorful and everything today.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
See, I told you,
true.
I somehow subconsciously always choose colorful apparel on Wednesdays.
On Wednesday, and you don't think about it?
No, I really did not think about it this time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It would be that colorful if you didn't have the orange in it. And orange and red are my favorite colors. They're so like bright and
yeah,
and
I
cool.
love bright colors.
If you noticed, our website is like based on orange, you know, because that's like a really cool color. So it adds, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, when you have red and orange, it adds color. You know, everything else is more like earth tones and things like that. But these are like colors you don't really find in nature, only in beautiful things like flowers and fruit and things like that, you know.
Exactly.
So
wow,
there
you are having a nice, wonderful day. Colorful
being
and
poetic
nature
and everything.
And
well, I'm all here, you know. I'm firing on full.
Good. Good deal. It's a good look for you, Sam.
Yeah. All right. Well,
yeah, I just actually wanted to bring up something really quick.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean, you know, everybody knows that, you know, Lindsay Lohan, she's been known to be such a mess. Well, I heard that her mother, Dina Lohan, got a DWI.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
She got pulled over with a DWI, which is, I think, you know, driving with intoxication or driving while intoxicated,
right.
You know, yeah. It's kind of like a DUI type right. deal. So, yeah. It's like, wow. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Yeah. Well, in this case, the tree doesn't fall
but
far
this
from
point,
the
yeah,
apple.
It's Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of a, you
Is
know,
that like here in L.A.? Does she live in L.A. or New York?
I believe so. I might be in L.A. I don't know. I could be totally wrong. I just know that it happened. Yeah. And, you know, kind of a big deal in the, you know, train wreck Hollywood world. So.
Yeah. I know. I haven't been keeping track of all these news, so I don't know what's going on. But
yeah. Well, there you have it.
There you have it. Okay, well, by the way, they're saying next week Apple's probably going to introduce the new iPads. So there's another reason to stand in line.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Have you gotten your new iPhone yet, the 5S, or are you waiting?
No. I have the regular 5.
Right.
I feel like there's no difference, really. I haven't even upgraded to the, like, iOS 7 yet.
Really? You're
really,
probably still the
only
one.
Everyone keeps telling me not to. They're like, no.
Yeah, it
hang
sucks.
On as long as you can.
Really? And all I've been meeting is people that like it. And,
really?
You know, and I thought, well, maybe something's wrong with me because I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah,
and
everybody
now
I
you're
know
telling
is
me that
telling
everybody...
me that they don't like it. They're like, no, wait, as long as you can, don't change it until you absolutely have to. But I'm getting to that point because I need to do something about my pictures because I can't take any more pictures because it's awful.
It's awful, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can just erase the pictures, transfer them to a computer.
Right, yeah, that's what I mean. I need to transfer them to, like, my MacBook or something.
And yeah.
I don't
exactly.
even know how to do that, but can't be too hard.
Yeah, with the phone cord. I mean, mm-hmm. you just connect the USB to the computer. It'll open up a window, and you just copy it from
All
there.
All right,
come
well, you
got
to remember who you're talking to here.
Come on, you got to know the basics.
I'll figure it out. I'm just so paranoid that something's going to go wrong and I'm going to lose all my pictures. I'm going to be so upset.
Well, you should have a backup then. I mean, if you lose your phone, you're going to lose everything.
Yeah, that's true.
You better
go home.
Well, I
thought it's all saved to, like, my iCloud or something.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know. In that case, you're fine.
Yeah. Oh, what are you going to do, right, Sam?
There you go. All right, man. We're going to get to our guest right now. And I invited him to the show. So why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Oh, okay. We have LP in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. How are you? Thank you for receiving me.
Sure, LP. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Great day. Beautiful day in LA. So
yeah, you need to get closer to the microphone.
Better like that?
We got to move this up a little.
Oh, okay. Better like that?
Yeah.
Doing that?
Yeah,
right?
Just kind of like talk into it.
Okay.
You want to hear yourself fall. And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you've recorded things by microphones and stuff, so you know what it takes, right?
Exactly.
Spends a lot of time in front of a microphone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're a musician, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And you go by what? LP Official, right?
LP Official, exactly.
Wow. How did that name come about?
It's basically my initial.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, LP, yeah, LP and the Official.
Official is because this is the name I'm going since I'm kids in my high school and kindergarten people.
Oh really? They called you that?
Yeah, but with by the French way, so I just changed the way
official,
I wrote it.
Official, right?
Exactly.
So I'm like, wait, is it LP Official? Official? Officiality? I don't know.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you mentioned French. Where are you originally from?
I'm born in Lyon, exactly, and I'm raised in Paris.
Oh really?
Yep.
Wow, that's very cool. So, how long ago did you come here to the United
States?
It's
been now 3 years. I'm in LA. So
oh, 3 years.
3 years in LA, yeah.
Awesome.
Time go fast.
So, what kind of music are you into?
House music.
House music.
Yep.
Okay, tell me what that is, because I don't know. I've heard of it, but I don't, is that like the clubs? Would they play the clubs?
I would say it's the new version of dance music. It's the modern version of dance music. So
oh, really?
Have dance, so now.
Yeah, Mia probably knows that music.
Yeah, it's actually really big in Chicago.
Exactly.
Like,
true.
House music kind of, I mean, I don't
like
say it like originated
stuff?
There, but yeah, it's okay. Kind of like a sort of like techno-based feel to it. But yeah,
okay.
It's like, you know, dance music. But yeah, I've known of it forever, just from growing up in Chicago. It's kind of a big thing there, and now it's making its way, you know, everywhere else. So yeah, it's pretty popular.
Oh, cool.
It's style.
And mm-hmm. how did you get into that music? Did you always like that kind of music?
It's by, I think I love all kind of music. I used to do more pop, hip hop back in the day, mm-hmm. and by getting older, this music start to attract me, and I start to play with the keyboard and go into this direction, and I start to really to like it and love it. So.
Wow, sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, well, let's go back a little bit and find out a little bit about yourself and stuff. So, you were born in Lyon, like you said, in France.
How do you speak French, right, Sam?
No, not really. No, just the Batifkers. No, but I don't speak French. I mean, I can understand a lot of it, you know, also when I read it and stuff, but to write it is very hard, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, it's difficult. The grammar is really difficult in French.
It really is, because especially the spelling, because you always have like four letters that you don't even pronounce
exactly
in the word.
Exactly.
But it's a beautiful language to listen to. So, very sensual. Do you like French?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I am a little bit part French, but I don't know really? How to speak it or anything. I learned Spanish in school, so.
Yeah. How are you part French? How many parts are you?
I think mostly like Irish and Italian, and then somewhere in there's like a little bit of German and French.
Oh, wow. So. That's pretty cool. I guess, Italian.
I'm a mutt.
Yeah. Aren't we all, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, So let's see now. So what's Lyon like? Is that a pretty big city in France?
Yes, it's the second biggest city in France.
Oh, the second biggest city.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
wow.
Lyon is like south of Paris. It's like next to the Swiss-Switzerland border.
Uh-huh.
And in French, we say it's the city of the French gastronomy. So the best food and the best restaurant actually are in Lyon.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The best big French chef, most of them come from Lyon.
I see, and so it doesn't get a lot of respect. Most people never hear of it here, you know. And
if you travel to
Paris
France, you really check. You find out that
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a really great city. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Now the weather there is that like what's it like? You have cold winters, right?
Cold winter. It's not like Canada or New York. It's like
really?
It's different now. We go. I don't know how in the degree here, but it's not. We don't have snow.
Right.
In Paris, you know, we don't really have snow. You have to go to the mountain when you go to the.
Oh, really?
No,
yeah.
Not really. No.
But sometimes it does snow in Paris, right?
Yes, but it's very rare. Like we have like the last time we got snow, I think was like 10 years before.
Oh, really?
So it's very rare to have snow in Paris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not that cold.
It's that cold. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. And so you grew up there. Do you have any siblings, brothers, sisters?
Oh, yes. We're actually a big family. I
got
five brothers and one sister.
Wow.
Oh,
three
wow.
guys, one girl, three guys.
Wow. And which number are you in the order here?
First.
Number one.
Yeah.
Wow.
You're the oldest?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, the firstborn in a six-kid family is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
So you got like all the attention in your childhood until the second one came along.
Exactly. So
But a lot of responsibility too. I mean, you know, you have all of them looking up to you and
exactly.
stuff. You know, you can't do like crazy stuff in that. You know.
Well, you know, I was the first, so you know.
Yeah, you did crazy stuff.
You did crazy stuff. You know.
Don't we all?
Actually, no. I was like the more mild one. My brother did a lot more crazy stuff than me.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm older than him by a few years.
That's true, but you're a girl, okay?
You're a girl, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. So, you grew up there. What was school like for you? I mean, did you, was it fun for you? Growing up in that part of the world.
Yes, it was actually cool. Like I learned a lot because France, the French system school, the French environment is very different than the US government. So yes, I can say I learned a lot from that, and it still helped me now. Education basically is really good in France. It's really good. I can tell even when I travel a lot over the world. And the base of general culture they give us is really, 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 really good. I have a lot of knowledge of many different kind of things. And even sometimes people look at me like, that's the great thing about the French system.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. And then you moved on to high school and everything, right?
Yeah.
And
so was that all done in Paris then? You moved to Paris by high school?
So yes, I stayed in Paris, France, until my high school. I was playing rugby, so I got a scholarship to play rugby there. And so I went, I played for one of the best rugby club when I was there. I went to the French team, rugby junior. And then I got an accident with the French team. So basically the club broke my contract. And I was at the end of my high school, so I just packed my stuff and I went to, I left to Canada and I went to Montreal for 7 years.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So you, right out of high school, is that what you say?
After my high school.
After your high school.
I went to Canada.
Wow. So now what made you decide to move? So they broke your contract and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, but is that good enough reason to move to another country? Or?
At this point, you know, I wanted to change.
Yeah.
And I take the opportunity. I say, let's do something different. So, you know, I was old enough. Well, I was 19. old enough, but I was old enough for me.
Yeah.
So and
they don't feel bad. I mean, my parents sent me out here in 16, you know? Yeah. So
yeah,
19
I came out
is not
here
that
at
bad.
19. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
You know what you're doing at that age.
Yeah.
Well, some of us do.
Yeah, I guess. So, Montreal, why did you pick that? Because it's French-speaking.
Because it's French-speaking.
Right.
Yep.
Did you have any family there at all?
Nobody.
No, so you just decided, hey, I'm moving to Canada,
yeah,
try something new.
I'm going there, yeah.
Wow.
Take my money and I said, let's go.
Now, how did your family feel about that?
My mom, she pushed me.
Yeah?
She knew I have a dream. She knew I'm good, I know how to handle myself. I'm very quick, I see everything. So she's like, you know what, just go. If it's what you want, do it.
Wow.
That's great that she's so supportive.
She is.
That
anyway,
helps.
She can let me home. Like, I will go anyway. So she's better for her to support me in my decision because I will go anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, before that, you'd never been to Canada. So you didn't know where you're moving to, right?
No, I don't know.
Wow.
But I made a smart move to move there in July. So I enjoy a little bit of summer.
Yeah.
And trust me, in October, I'm like...
I'm not so sure.
Oh... The first, like, honestly, the first winter was crazy. I remember that. I was like, it's cold. I never had that cold in my life. This country is cold, 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 cold.
Wow.
But a beautiful country.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
So, I know, because, I mean, it does get so cold that when I talk to people from there, they're like, you never get used to it, you know?
Yep.
I mean, you would think if you grow up with that, you know, every year of your childhood and everything, that you'd get used to it, you know, but, you know, have the right clothes and everything. I mean, we freeze here because we don't really have winter clothes here.
Right.
So when it gets to be like 30, 40 degrees here, we like really freeze, you know, and people laugh at us. Oh, that's nothing, you know.
But like, but we don't have like the proper like
accoutrement
to deal with the cold weather. And
exactly.
It's so funny because people are like, oh, you're from Chicago. You know how to handle cold. It's like, but when we leave the house, we have like a jacket, earmuffs, scarf, gloves. I mean, we are like fully prepared and it's still really cold, but nobody really does that here. I mean, the most you've got is like a jean jacket.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, because the fashion is just different here.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my gosh, this is not warm enough. This is not okay for this weather. Especially at night if it gets down to like, you know, 50 degrees.
Even
50s
are cold when
you're
not dressed. Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
So you had to adjust to the weather and everything, to the climate there. And so what did you do when you first got there? I mean, where did you live? Did you stay in a hotel for a while?
No, but this trip, actually, when I went to Canada, I prepared this trip. So, like, I have a huge amount of money. They give me my visa really, really quick because basically Canada need people and they're looking for French people. So a lot.
Nice.
It's like they actually advertise on TV to have us move out.
Really?
There. Yeah. It's crazy. So you can prepare a trip and they help you out. You know, like, yes, that's a budget. It's what you want. And it's really a cool process. So as soon as I got there, I got an apartment really quickly. It was really, really simple.
Wow. Very cool. And, well, you were brave and independent, obviously, because, you know, it's not easy making a move like this, especially to another country on the other side of the world. But at least the language you could understand.
Yeah, but you know what? Actually, the language was a big barrier too.
Really?
Yeah, we don't speak the same French.
It's not the same French.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
No, it's really
different
difficult.
Different dialect?
But the French is totally different. They have a huge, strong accent.
Uh-huh.
And, like, honestly, on the phone, it took me something like a month and a half to understand them on the phone.
Wow.
That's how bad it was.
Really?
Oh, yes. It's crazy. Like, it's like that.
You didn't know that, huh?
No, it's really different. Yeah. And we're not used to because in France, when they speak French, we don't hear them like Quebecois movie. We don't have that in France, so we don't really know. Mm. And I remember something, it was really funny. I think I was 8 or 9 years old, and I'm home with my mom, and I heard Céline Dion talking on the TV. And I look at my mom, I say, she's sick, why she talk like that? But you know, like, it's not bad, because I never heard this accent before, and he was like, why she talking like that? And my mom, no, they speak like that, they blah, 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 blah. I said, okay.
Wow.
But I couldn't understand her.
Yeah.
It was really difficult at the beginning. But you get used to, and...
Yeah. So I guess, you get by with, you know, with not the same language and everything. But so what was the first thing that you did? You decided to get a job and you didn't have plans to go to college or anything?
Yes, I did. I went to school there.
I got
my bachelor there.
Oh.
And I was working to some club at the beginning. It was easy money, obviously.
Yeah. And doing what at the club? What did you do at the club?
Promote club.
Oh, promote it?
Promote it and make some money on the side. It was really cool. Then when I graduated, I started to work for this company who was calling back in the day... Gillette Group, and it was basically made all the big show in Montreal. So I work on Snoop show, Britney, and I was doing the promotion and advertising. And that's it. That's what
I did. It's a lot of fun. Huh?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
So they hired you, what, like entry level, right? I mean, did you have any experience doing that before?
No, that was the that's the cool part about your U.S. or Canada.
Right.
You can learn.
Yeah,
you can learn, and if you're good, people let you and give you more responsibility.
That's
things
true.
That will never happen for me in France. So
no, huh?
No, never. Never.
I know. That's why, I mean, this is really a cool part of the world. You know,
exactly.
Everybody comes here. Mm-hmm. Canada as well, you know, it's a very cool place. Have you ever been to Canada?
I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah? Where, Toronto or something?
I think so. I don't know. I was pretty young.
Yeah.
It was either Toronto or Montreal, one of the big,
big
places.
So. Yeah. It's fun. I've been to both places, to Montreal and Toronto. And
Toronto
it's
is beautiful,
nice.
I love Toronto.
And Canadians are nice people, too, huh?
Mm, nice people,
Yeah. So you started promoting and everything, and you went to school. What did you study in school?
Political science.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that always interested you?
I love that. Since I'm a kid, this is what is my main focus. I love geography. I love history. I love talk about that.
Right.
I love, teach people about that. So... I think that's helped to put all the people in civilization together. If you know the real history, you know the roots of the problem, so you can help people to fix it. And since I'm a kid, I love that. So, you know.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, as a kid, did you understand politics and stuff too?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Really?
My mom was a lot into that, so she teach me a lot about
that.
Oh,
really?
So, yeah. So.
Okay.
Is your mom a liberal, conservative? I mean, can you describe her?
It's funny because basically in France we don't have that.
You don't have that.
We don't have that.
Right.
We have like left side, the
left,
left
and
side,
the right.
And
right.
The liberal it considers for us has a, as the conservative part.
Right.
We don't have that. So I would say my mom is between two of them.
I see. Sort of like centrist.
Yeah, centrist kind of between liberal and left side because like I said, we don't have like conservative side in France.
Right. Isn't oh, really?
No, we don't have that, no.
Wow. So is it like a socialist government there?
Neither socialist government there, yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty interesting because many countries in Europe are not like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's more like you have both sides and...
It depends.
I'm sure there's conservatives, but maybe they're not like a big group in France,
yeah,
right?
Like
they don't have as much influence.
I think the real country we can see will really good conservatives, like in UK.
Uh-huh.
But the rest of Europe is more liberal,
more
social
liberal,
democrat. That's more Europe.
I see. Okay, that's right. Social democrat.
Social democrat. This is more the Europe politic view on many things. Yeah.
Right. Now, do you get involved and interested in Canadian politics now?
I'm curious. I was looking for it, but the thing is, like, I was watching the politics, but the thing is, like, I get bored because the influence about in the international scene, the influence of Canada is not that strong. So it was coming like boring for me, you know, because I like when, like, I like watching a lot the problem in the UN and the Security Council, and I like to see how the position for the five countries of the Security Council. That's what is my so. But Canadians are not really in that. So, and I don't think they really care about politics there too. So it's
really?
Like, yeah. So
yeah, it's like,
not a big deal for them. So
yeah,
they have a great system. So basically, by having a great system, they don't really have to care about politics.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
and they're pretty socialistic too, right? In Canada, in many ways, I mean, you have
Depend of the province.
Yeah.
Depend of the province.
Really?
Depend of the province. If you go to Quebec, yes, they're more socialist. If you go to Alberta, with Calgary, they're more conservative. You know.
Oh, I see.
So it depends where you are.
Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah, because I know Canada has a lot of socialist programs and stuff or social programs rather than
they cut everything the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, they cut everything.
Really?
So it changed. Yeah. It changed.
So no more national health care. They still have that.
They still have that, but basically, people complain a lot about the system because it don't work well for them. So they have to fix actually the healthcare in Canada. It's not where people complain a lot about. So many Canadians actually cross the border to get
to America.
Yeah. So.
Oh wow. So you moved to Canada and did you get involved in music other than promoting and stuff?
Exactly. So I started. I have my own group when I was there. What three guys? The group was calling GKD back in the day.
GKD.
It's smile when I think about it. What three guys and now. We start, this is how we start, with a group of music.
Yeah. And what type of music did you guys start with?
He was hip-hop music.
So hip-hop music?
Yeah, so which way like that. We have together something like a 100 show in maybe 5 countries in the world. We travel with that. And
really?
We were really great, really popular. And it was funny because people was booking us. And we were doing great. And
yeah.
After 2 years, we all take each own way. And
And separated and stuff, yeah. Did you write your own music? Did you compose your own music and stuff?
All the time.
That's cool. Now, do you personally write the songs?
Yes, me, yes.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what is this like a process where you have music in your head and then you put it down?
It's more an idea. Like, I need to talk about something.
Yeah?
That's how I feel.
So you start with the lyrics.
I start with the lyrics. I start with the idea. And if it don't fit, I'm gonna go back with the music. But it's more an idea. You see this car on the street with those people. You start like that. Oh, okay, let's talk about it.
I see. Okay, so things that are happening in your life,
exactly.
You decided you're going to write about them.
Exactly.
And stuff. Wow. And the music part, how did you... have you played instruments when you were young?
Yes, piano.
Piano,
of course,
since you were young?
Yeah, but honestly, I'm not that good anymore. I play a little bit of some keyboard, but now with the computer and everything, you know.
You don't play as much anymore,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. So with the piano, you can actually write hip-hop, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Like okay, because I would think it's like you need a drum machine and a bass machine.
No, if you listen to some like a Common or even Kanye West, the first album, you have a lot of piano inside.
A lot of piano?
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah, oh, you have a lot of piano inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you started with the hip-hop and stuff, and then you each went his own way. Did that mean that you left Canada at the time?
No, I was still in Canada.
You're still in Canada?
Yes, one of the guys was French, so he went back to France. He started a family and everything. So
yeah.
And the other one wanted to be involved anymore like he used to. So he was around me still as a, doing my backup vocal when I was live and stuff like that, but not more than that, you say, no. It's not for me. It's not what I want to do. But I was the youngest of the group, so that's why maybe I'm still there, you know.
Now, were the lyrics in French or in English?
When I was in Canada, it was in French.
It wasn't French.
Yeah, and I started a little bit of English when I was there just to try and see what's going on. And I wrote two for many, many, many people. So that's the part of my income because, like, that's how I live now because I wrote for people. So,
oh, nice. Yeah. Nice, very cool. Do you have any of that music online that you did back then?
I mean, I'd love to hear some French hip-hop. Yes, we have it, I think, through my MySpace. Even on, I think I have some music because the label I was in Canada still have my catalog. So I think I have some, I have some music even on iTunes, actually.
Oh, okay, cool. In French. You can put it on YouTube as well.
On YouTube you have it too. Actually, even one video on YouTube for one of my first single.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's it called? Maybe we'll bring it up. Huh?
The songs we could help you official and the song called Babe.
Okay. Let's see. So it's the name is English, but you're saying the song is
Babe.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. LP official. I find that. And let's see if we can find Babe here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Babe. Okay. So let's let's hear some French hip hop, man.
It's more R&B for this one. Good, you're gonna like it.
Yeah? Beautiful girl in the video. That goes without saying, right? Always have to have that. Very cool, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It
it's
really
like,
is.
I have no idea what you're saying, but it sounds cool.
It's a love song.
I sort of expected like rap music and stuff, you know, but this is cool. Really nice. So, who's the girl in the video? Is that someone you auditioned?
Her name is
Sarai Rollins.
Yeah,
that's what it says here.
That's funny. Speaking of music videos, like going back to... you remember Alina, right? The girl that took our photos?
Yes,
of course. The photographer? Well, you know, we had her on the show here.
Right.
So, I don't know if you remember, we were all standing by the elevator, and she was looking at her phone, and she's like, oh, LP is saying something about a music video? Like, I don't even think she knew, like who you were at the time. She's like, well, let's check this out. Uh-huh. And then, and then that's how, like, you know, I heard of you in the first place, when Alina was actually... here.
Oh, wow.
And then we met, and then we were going to, you know, do for, keep it simple, right? The music video for...
The one we're going to do together, like, the song's called Love, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that one.
Keep It Simple looks like it's already there, so it's already...
Keep It Simple,
made,
I just,
right?
This is what's happened. The song was became so popular, for Keep It Simple, so I have to make a quick music video promo and put that out there. It's like, where can I hear it? Where can I hear it? Like, and it's crazy, but sometimes you say, yeah, go to my SoundCloud. And it's not enough. People want to see image, want to see stuff. So
right.
I have with my friend, I have to put together a quick promo video. Uh-huh. And we went almost 500,000 views with the promo video. The music video is ready. We're just waiting for the right time to release it.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. That's what happened.
Very nice. So... So how many views did you get on that song?
Almost a Keep It Simple, just for the promo video, almost 500,000.
Very nice.
Yeah,
very
I got nice. Like something like I got 45 DJ who remixed the song all over the world.
Really?
And
so how did they find out about it?
I have Reverb Nation and SoundCloud.
Uh-huh.
Or most of the DJ go there. And on Reverb Nation, I think now I'm number to the entire West Coast. I think I'm number 6.
Very
on
nice.
Number 7 on the
Reverb
chart.
Reverb Nation,
yeah,
right?
On the chart for the upcoming artists. That's how they found me and they start to listen my music and they pass the music.
Very nice. So that must make you feel good. I mean, that people actually want to listen to what you have to offer.
Because, you know, when you see all the work you put behind that, like, at least some people respect it and enjoy it. So that's something, because it's not an easy industry.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So at what point did you move to LA? What happened there?
Oh, so in 2010 I moved here, and it was time for me to have a next step in my career.
And you felt that you were like not able to move forward in Canada, or?
Yes, it was it was finished, you know, like just business wise for the market. Uh-huh. Canada have 30 million people people on entire Canada. So basically what's happening, you have more people living in California than the entire Canada.
Right.
So mathematically, it's like, no.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you decided, I'm going to Hollywood where it's all happening.
Exactly.
And stuff. Yeah.
Like, see, Madonna, everybody come to Hollywood.
Yeah. Exactly. There you go. That's okay. I always say we have plenty of room here for everybody, you know. We'll build more freeways.
Just what we need.
No, but everybody's welcome here. So you've been here for 3 years.
Yep.
And pursuing your music as well.
And acting too. It's funny. I'm getting to that too. It was funny.
Hey, so you're part of a film, right?
Yeah, it's a film called Sister. And I co-produce a little show called The Barrière. It's actually really interesting. And now the twist changed because some network overseas actually love the idea of the concept. So we're here, we don't know what's going to happen, but we're still working on it, and hopefully something good come up from that too.
Very cool.
Yeah, very
cool. Now, you brought us a song in here, and we're going to play it. Keep It Simple.
Hey, Keep It Simple.
Okay, so we just mentioned that.
Exactly.
And so tell us the story behind this this song.
The story behind the song is basically, I think like most of the people and most of the couple focus on the bad side of the relationship,
the
when
bad
you can
side.
Just talk and
right.
bring the thing easy and clean and just like you don't need to argue and just
yeah.
let the stuff
not too complicated. Just go with the flow,
enjoy
man.
The flow and just chill out, you know, like you don't need to be upset for everything and nothing.
Right.
Just keep it cool and just
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Keep It Simple, LP Official, let's take it. Cool, man. So this is like a song that you composed. It's totally different from the from the stuff you had before,
exactly.
huh?
Exactly. Now we go really to house music and electro now.
Yeah, there you go. So at what point did you decide you're going to move to this type of music? And
I always like it. And you think, you know, by getting older, you know, like, you know, I think like when you do more hip-hop music, it's like you have a strong message, you defend it and... Mm-hmm. And by getting older, you have another way to give your message. You know what
right.
I mean? So it's more soft.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, cool. So you said you write for other people as well?
Yep.
Wow, that's very cool. So the same type of music or do you write different?
Whatever. Yes, if you come at me, I just love music. So if you come at me, you have an idea, I can try to make it happen for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And very cool.
Yeah. And at what age did you start writing music?
Honestly, I'm writing by myself like that since like maybe like 9 to 10 years old.
Really?
I always
so
like
you it. Always wanted to write songs and stuff.
And you don't know I would end that would be my career because for me, if I see myself like when I was 12 or 30 years old, mm-hmm. I thought I was being a big rugby player.
Oh
that
yeah.
That was my dream.
Yeah.
But you know, life puts you in another way. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, do you ever miss the rugby? Did you ever wish that?
I miss a lot. That's why I'm still playing.
Oh, you still play?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, pleasure, yes. You have actually a great team in California.
Really?
Yeah. The championship is really, really, really good here. I was surprised. It's really good.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
I know.
I played rugby in, like, middle school.
I know. It's a brutal game, though, right? I
mean, it is rough.
Yeah.
But honestly, still now, this sport helped me a lot in my life, you know.
Really?
Yes, this sport, you're going to make it, you know. Uh-huh. Nothing, if you're able to play this sport, nothing can stop you in your life.
Oh, okay.
And I mean, like, something stupid, like, I was short and small for a long time when I was a teenager. And when you have to tackle in front of you someone with, like, twice or three times your size, and you're able to take it, not be scared and go get this guy, you're like, wow. You stop him, like, honestly, nothing can stop you.
That's true.
Because basically you fight your own fear.
That's true.
So it's a great sport.
Yeah.
And it's a sport with many people. So you learn to play, to deal with other people too in a community. So it's a really good sport.
Wonderful, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, why don't you give out your website so people can go and check it out, where we can find your music.
It's lpofficial.com.
lpofficial.com, and spell that.
LPOFFISHAL.
Okay.
So official, yeah.
Official.
Spelled a little bit differently. Official.
Good. Now, so your music is also on iTunes, said, and Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation on the SoundCloud. You can find me on Twitter at LPOfficial, or you can find me on Instagram too. I'm brand new on Instagram, so I like
Instagram,
it.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking of joining it, too, because I have a lot of pictures.
It's funny, actually.
Yeah.
It's funny. I go through phases with that. Like, I just realize I haven't Instagrammed in, like, forever.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never even been on the site, and then somebody sent me a link, and I went there. It looks a lot like Facebook, right? I mean,
it's basically you have, like, just a profile pictures. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be a bit creepy to watch it.
Social media.
Yeah. I know. I love all these pictures people post. I mean, my God.
And it's funny,
you know?
Sometimes when how many likes some stupid picture can have. And the comment of all the picture. Now, you know, it's like, I'm stick with the BlackBerry still, but so I go through my to my computer, but it's just funny. I'm just like, BlackBerry should have Instagram. It would be way easier for me.
That's true. So you decided to go with the BlackBerry X10, right?
Yeah. I'm a BlackBerry guy since many years, and I stick with it, and I love this phone.
Wow.
Wow.
You're probably one of very few, though, right?
You know what? Here's the thing. Many people don't want to try it because they want to stick with iPhone, but as soon as they try this phone, they're like, oh, my God, it's actually better. The camera is better. The phone is faster. Internet is faster. And I'm stick with the BBM thing, so I love the BBM, and we still have it.
Cool.
And it's also easier, like, internationally, too, right?
Exactly.
You don't have to download WhatsApp and all those other things.
And the thing is, like, with WhatsApp, my big problem is because his link with your phone number. So let's say you're in a club. You met someone, you don't want to give your phone number, you give your BBM. And if you don't want to talk to him anymore, just delete them and it's finished.
Right.
Okay. That's me.
Yeah. No, that's funny. I was just reading a story yesterday about a company that started this. They're actually here in the Valley, and where it's an app where, you can lease a phone number for like a certain amount of time, and people can call you, and you can call them, and the caller ID is they don't get your caller ID, so it's kind of, so it's exactly for that reason. If you meet new people and stuff, you don't want them to have your number. You just give him that number, you know, and
they'll
still come
to
your phone.
Yeah,
I know. But that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool. Well, LP is here to tell you BlackBerry is still very much alive. So there you are. Okay. Well, LP official, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
A very interesting story, and we wish you all the best with your music career.
Thank you.
And welcome to America, too. And
welcome to America.
Although you've been here 3 years already, but all right. Well, that's it. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
You have been
been listening to Sam in the Morning with Mia, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for the show or if you'd like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please send an email along to sam@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning with Mia is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.